94.3 WYBC, the rhythm of the city. I am Wanda Coppedge here at Bowen Field for the WYBC Sam Tillery Back to School Rally with New Haven Public Schools, sponsored by the state of Connecticut on behalf of the Chet 529 College Savings Program. And I have the mayor of New Haven with us right now, Mayor Justin Elicker. How are you?
I'm very excited. How are you, Wanda?
I can tell you're very excited. How wonderful is this event?
It's a great thing. It reminds me that soon my kids are going to go back to school. They're not so happy, but my wife and I are very happy they're going back to school.
Of course they are. Do you have any wonderful traditions that you do every year?
Yeah, one of the favorite things that I have is on the morning of the first day of school, put my kids on the bus. My wife and I go out there. We take a picture, always the first day of school, and the kids in their uniform in front of the front door. And then we walk over to the bus stop and see them on the bus. And it's always bittersweet, right? They're really excited about the school year, but at the same time, it's kind of sad to see them off to school again. And, you know, it's a symbol that the summer's over. And you know, we love summer in New Haven.
And what grades are your girls in?
Let's see. They're going into third grade and seventh grade.
So. I love that. That's a fun age.
Yeah. So I hope all the ages are fun, but I'm a little worried about the...
I'll keep you in prayer.
The almost teenager.
Absolutely. And you mentioned getting them on the bus. I know that there have been some safety measures implemented for the school buses to make sure that our kids are good. Speak to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so actually I'm glad you brought up the bus because a couple things are important for people to know. So first of all, we put school bus cameras on the stop signs. Yeah. So if someone drives through that stop sign when the stop sign's out and the bus is stopped, they'll get a $250 ticket. And we don't want anyone to get a ticket. We want people to obey the law, but we got to keep our babies safe. And so our kids are crossing the street sometimes and people pass that school bus that could take a life. So we want to make sure that people don't get tickets and keep folks safe. Also important to note, for high school, we're starting a new initiative where in order to be more efficient with our transportation, high school students, if they want the bus, they have to opt in to the school bus. And
okay.
So they've likely received a lot of communication from their schools. But if they don't opt in and say they want the bus to come and pick them up, the bus is not going to come and pick them up. That'll save us a lot of money because we got financial challenges.
Yeah.
And it'll also be more efficient. But we don't want anyone that needs the bus to forget to opt in and to have the bus pass them by.
And with the first day of school being August 31st, well, that's something they need to get on right now. So if they did not receive the text or maybe overlooked it, what would be the next step for them to make sure that they are covered?
So they can call the central office or they can also call their school.
Okay.
Get connected with the ability to opt in. But we typically inundate people with the information, so they should have received a communication.
As I just mentioned, my son, he just recently graduated from co-op, so I'm familiar with all the communication that
comes in.
There's
a lot.
Great communication. Talk to us a bit about the cell phone policy we have in place right now.
So some kids like it, some kids don't, but what's really important is that cell phones really have no place in the classroom.
Yeah.
And what we found is a lot of kids, when we didn't have a cell phone policy, were texting in the classroom, they were doing social media, and that could lead to problematic behavior. It's like not only a distraction for the kids,
right,
but in some cases it would start some fights because someone would post something on social media, you know, throwing shade at someone, and all of a sudden everyone's worked up. And so what we've done is we've started the Yonder Pouches about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And kids, when they show up at school, they got to put, if they have a cell phone or an Apple Watch, they're supposed to put in their Yonder Pouch. They keep the Yonder Pouch with them, but they're not allowed to unlock that until the end of the day. And it's created an environment where cafeterias are noisier because students aren't staring at their phone the whole time, but they're actually talking with one another.
They have to talk to each other.
Which is a great thing.
Exactly.
And it's also good for our teachers because they don't have to be the cell phone police in classrooms.
Right.
And I hope the students realize it's a great thing for them as well.
And fight against everything going on outside of the classroom.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the hallways are lively in a really positive way instead of, you know, social media. You're so disconnected with one another and you post this stuff on social media and all of a sudden it triggers some issue. That's just not a productive way to interact with one another as well. We got to practice our in-person social behavior, right?
There you go. And we know that this is a great event for our students. We're giving away backpacks and school supplies. What other initiatives or programs does the city offer that we may not know about to help our students outside of the classroom?
So there's an exciting new initiative that we have this year where there, for all of our elementary and middle schools, there will be an option for after-school support until 5:30, Monday through Friday. And that is new in my recollection. We haven't had that in New Haven. in years and years and years. A lot of schools have like 2 days a week, or maybe the program goes to four.
Right.
And that just doesn't work for a lot of working parents, right? Including my wife and me. It's really hard for us to figure out how to do childcare after school. This, for families that can pay, it's $25 a week. So it's pretty inexpensive when you think compare like that to babysitting and how much it costs.
Correct.
$25 a week. But for folks, we don't want to turn anyone away. For folks that have some sort of federal subsidy or are low income, it'll be totally free for them. People have to enroll, and there's a limit. It's first come, first serve.
Okay.
And so that's coming up soon. We're going to launch that. And again, it'll come out through school communications when enrollment will start. But it's a great thing for our families.
Absolutely.
For our kids to actually like have warm, supportive people, mentors in the afternoon. They'll do sports and they'll do academics as well. So it's a mixture of things and keep our kids on track and off the streets.
I love that. That's what the city of New Haven is all about. Mayor Justin Ellicott, I thank you for your time. I'm asking this to everyone that sits in this chair. Fill in the blank. There's no right or wrong answer.
I'm nervous.
Student success starts with what?
Student success starts with the family. If the family is working with us at New Haven Public Schools, we're likely to be so much more successful. We believe in our babies, and we love our babies. We all got to work as a community to make sure that they're successful.
I love it. Thank you so much for your time, Mayor Justin Ellicott of the City of New Haven, and good luck to your girls for the upcoming school year, August 31st.
Thanks, Wanda.
You're very welcome. I'm Wanda Coppedge here at Bowen Field. We will be here until 4, the WIBC Sam Tillery Back to School Rally with New Haven Public Schools, sponsored by the State of Connecticut on behalf of the CHET 529 College Savings Program. Thank you, and shout out to the sponsors, Connects Credit Union, CT Braces, Vox Church, Kitty Cabs, Get Here, School Supplies, Backpacks, and so much more here, Bowen Field, until 4 o'clock. Let's get back into the music. It's WYBC.